Welcome to our Clothed with the Sun daily podcast, our reading and meditation on the gospel of the day. This is Chuck Colazzi, and today is Tuesday, April the 23rd, 2024. It is the fourth Tuesday of Easter, and today's reading is from the gospel according to St. John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." So as I read this, I thought to myself, no one can take them out of my hand. No one can take them out of the Father's hand. I just want to meditate on those lines a little bit here today. No one can take them. No one can capture them. When you belong to Jesus, you belong to him. No one can take you out of his hand. We can freely leave his hands if we choose against him. We can choose to leave the Father. But if we are choosing to be in Jesus' hands, in Jesus' arms, in Jesus' embrace, and in the Father's embrace, no one can take us away. No one can pull us out. We have a horrible problem today. When I was driving around today, and I had some different things I had to do, I was teaching, but then I had a couple errands to run, and I was driving around, I just felt that the world today was manic. Now, I think of that song, Just Another Manic Monday. It's Monday. Well, I mean, it's Monday night as I'm recording this podcast for tomorrow, Tuesday. And I just, maybe it's because it's a Monday, but I know it's because people don't have the Lord. People are agitated. Agitated is a good word. The devil wants us all agitated. When we don't belong to the Lord, we belong to the evil one. And the evil one wants you and me to be agitated, anxious, concerned, stressed out, in a hurry, not enjoying life, not enjoying the world around us, but worried. And it's all part of the Father wound. I talk about this a lot. Pope John Paul used to talk about it a lot. That the source of all the problems in the world is the father wound. In this day and age, we have so many offenses against fatherhood. When you think about what are the root causes of abortion, for example, it's really the father wound more than anything else. The woman herself thinking, no one's going to take care of me. But the men in her life that have abandoned her, causing her to be in that place of desperation. When in reality, so many women say, I didn't want to have an abortion, but my boyfriend slash husband left me when he found out I was pregnant. My father wouldn't support me. He called me names and said, you're on your own. And so I was on my own. Unless, of course, I had the abortion, then maybe they would come back into my life. There's a father wound on the human level, but there's also a much deeper father wound, and that comes from atheism. Even if we say we are Christians, so many people live as atheists. They don't have the Lord. They're not praying. They're not going to church. They're not going to confession. They've separated themselves from God, and they have no intention of going back anytime soon, except maybe once in a while when they need something. Once in a while, maybe when there's a holiday or some ritual tradition, maybe there's a funeral to go to or a wedding. The world today is out of the Father's hands because it has chosen to be. When I think about so many of my students and the anxiety that they deal with, which is so obvious to me, it's obvious in the way they talk to me. Sometimes they even openly discuss it, that they're anxious about this and that and the other thing. So many different things in their lives causing them stress. And I feel so bad for them. Who knows what's going on in the family situations that could cause that stress? Or at least that could take away from peace of mind that every kid is supposed to have, being in a stable home life with mom and dad. But then also the fact that prayer is missing, a relationship with God is missing. And so that sentiment, I mean, you and I, when we read that reading and we meditate with it, no one can take you out of the Father's hands. I mean, I could meditate with that a couple hours and just rest in it and think, I'm okay. Everything's going to be okay because I'm in the Father's hands. That means I'm going to go to heaven, but it means in this world, I'm going to be okay. The Lord is with me. The Lord's going to give me solutions to my problems. He's going to give me confidence. He's going to give me courage. He's going to give me wisdom. He's going to give me greater love in my heart, a greater drive, greater energy. No one can take me out of the Father's hands. I think about, and I've mentioned this before in the group Adult Children of Alcoholics, ACA, and in other scenarios in psychology and just people working the 12 steps, they talk about the inner child and how very often the true self is troubled, and on the surface, we try to do all these other things. On the surface, we try to make it look good. We try to be successful and popular. We try to be strong. We try to be smart. We try to be all these things that deep down we're just not feeling. Because the true self, aka the inner child, is still anxious about stuff from childhood. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't have what I need. I'm not making enough money. I'm not popular enough. I'm going to be all alone. Everybody's going to leave me. And so when they talk about working on that inner child, it's a question of, and this might be hard to talk about in a single sermon. I mean, I have a book about this that I love to read because it's just so much to it. It's a beautiful thing. How do we heal the inner child? How do we restore the inner self? And it takes time, allowing the inner child. So today I was just thinking about some things, dealing with some things, and I did a little exercise just to kind of go within myself. Because I noticed, all right, I'm dealing with some heavy stuff as I come and go here and there, different relationships, different people. And there's a lot of repression that goes on. Meaning I'm stuffing down my real feelings because I have to be this person on the surface that looks a certain way and acts a certain way and everybody has certain expectations of. So I took a little time in prayer and I allowed the inner child to just express himself, the true self. What are you really feeling? What are you really thinking? And initially so much anger came out. Anger and nastiness and, oh, I'm mad at this and I'm mad about that and I don't have control over this and this is awful and this is crazy. But after venting all that to the Lord in prayer, then the peace comes. And then there's this feeling of, okay, everything's going to be okay, but I had to get that out. I have to be real. We all have to be real with our emotions and our feelings and our true, genuine self that's underneath. A lot of people don't know how to do that. This is why people drink. This is why people go to these AA and 12-step programs, because it takes time to get to the real source of the pain, the conflict, the anxiety. What does my real self need? What do I really want? What am I really feeling? But then as we process through all that, hopefully with other people's help as well, then we turn to the Lord. We turn to the higher power. We put everything in the Lord's hands. And in doing that, then there's a peace that comes. And this is how we nurture the inner child. We nurture the true self. Saying, I'm going to listen to you. I can't necessarily solve all your problems. You have a lifetime worth of problems, and even the problems of the day, we can't necessarily control. It's good to say the serenity prayer over and over again. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So we need to be saying that prayer, but also it's a soothing of the inner child. Everything's going to be okay. Say what you feel, and we'll find the solutions. And we're going to put everything in God's hands. And what does the Lord say in prayer when we do that? I've got you. I'm watching you. I'm with you. I'm in the future already. I'm already there, and I'm already taking care of you there. So if you're okay right now, guess what? You're going to be okay because I'm with you. The Lord, and this is what Jesus is talking about. No one can take us from the Father's hands. If you want to be okay, guess what? You're going to be okay because we have a loving Father. We also have the Blessed Mother who crushes the head of the serpent. We have the Holy Family that we are welcome to be a part of. The Holy Family, you know, they didn't have worldly wealth, worldly power, worldly fame. I mean, they do now, years later. But they had Jesus in the house. They had the Immaculate Conception. They had Joseph, the just man, the patron of the universal church. Meaning they had the Father. They had the Spirit. They were filled with the Lord, and the Lord took care of them. The Lord helped them to get to Egypt. God the Father told them what they needed to do, you know, through Joseph's dreams, but also just by sending the Spirit and giving them grace. They were able to do what they had to do. They were able to make enough money to get by with carpentry work. And Jesus learned his scriptures. He learned as man his prayer life and how to grow as a man. And this is what the Lord wants to do for all of us. We are in his hands. He wants us to be at peace because we have a relationship with him and he is the king of the universe. He will take care of us. He will protect us. We merely have to go to him, place ourselves in his hands, and be real about it. Tell him, Lord, I'm struggling with this. Lord, I don't know what to do about that. Lord, I'm a mess. Let him clean up our messes. We read the scriptures. We see him cleaning up everybody else's messes. Guess what? We belong to him, and he will clean up ours as well. Let us go to him with great humility. He will embrace us. He will lead us. He will guide us. Let us say over and over again, Jesus, I trust in you. Have a great day. God bless you.